headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four, we got him up. All three of us are here. He's Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. He's Ross Tucker, star of our show. I'm Andy Shea. It's good to have everybody back.
I am not the star.
Yeah.
You guys are the stars.
This should be a drinking game. The four fingers up. This should be an in-house drinking game. One year, one show. We should have
Bob, do more people know when they talked about you, did they say Penn Live or Patriot News?
It used to be Patriot News, but now it's just Penn Live.
Yeah.
I use the both.
Yeah, okay. I don't even hear Patriot News anymore.
Yeah, I do both. It's not a newspaper. It's an online product. But correct. I use both because, you know, hey, whatever. So this is quarter number four. The NFL Combine's on. It's the NFL Combine started. You know, it's the first through the fourth. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they got Combine guys, positions going all the way through. Penn State has eight guys there.
That's
five
the
on offense.
Since 09, I think I saw.
Yep. Five on offense, three on defense. This is our little round table. We're going to talk about them. Why don't you tell
Let's keep it moving. We've got to keep it moving. We've got eight to get to.
So here's what this segment's about in my mind, okay?
Yep.
What the most important aspect of the combine is for each of these Penn State players, and it's different for all of them.
Yep.
So they all have different things that they're going to try to prove and that teams are looking for and they need to show.
So I'm just going to throw the name out there, and then off you two guys go. When you're done, I'll throw another name at you. Let's start with corner Christian Campbell.
So I think they're already impressed with his length. I think they're already impressed with his athleticism. I think he needs to prove in the testing drills and the position-specific drills that he is as athletic as they think he is. The medical stuff will be gigantic for him because he had a lot of issues, right?
Durability was a concern at Penn State. He was never really healthy until his final year.
Yeah. Boy, he timed that out perfectly, though, huh? I mean, he's getting drafted high. Do people really like him?
It just makes me wonder when you know it's your last year and the things that were bothering you early in your career, do you just shrug those off on the practice field, suck it up, and say, look, I'm going for the ring? Or was he just – Was he just snake bit, and did he just have – he finally got all his ducks in a row?
And then I also think there will be some questions, and they might think it's just durability, but there will also be some questions about putting him up on the board and how much football he really knows, because when they see him, they will wonder why he didn't play more and why he didn't play earlier. So they'll want to know. They'll ask him that, and they'll want to know what his football character is, the durability, and his football IQ. Because physically, he should have started 3 years for Penn State. I mean, he can run circles around those other guys physically.
All right, let's stay at the corner position, Grant Haley.
So I think Grant Haley, obviously, he's going to be undersized for what they're looking for. So I think the way you make up for being undersized is being really, really athletic. I think he has a chance to run a really good 40 time. I think in all of the agility drills, especially the short shuttle. Like when you're a smaller guy, they expect you to be really good in those drills, really laterally explosive. You know, like Julian Edelman, Welker, they were great at those things. That's what Haley's going to have to do because he doesn't have the size or the length that they're really looking for. So fast 40 time, explosive jumps, you know, make up for your lack of length with your athletic ability.
I felt both those guys embraced their special teams roles when they were at Penn State. It's not a huge thing, but ultimately those guys are going to be asked to play special teams right away. I thought they did it very well from their true freshman seasons on when they were asked to play.
All right, Saquon Barkley, running back. Let's just get it over with.
Not a darn thing. Literally nothing other than not get hurt.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he weighed in at 233. At 6 feet tall. Just to put that in perspective, Bo Scarborough from Alabama, who might have lost some weight, but he was 6'1½", 228. And when you watch Alabama, Bo Scarborough looked like a total monster, right? So theoretically, Bo Scarborough lost some weight, but Saquon Barkley is going to run circles around him at 5 pounds heavier and an inch and a half shorter. That just puts in perspective how thick and powerful he really is. I think he will do fantastic in every aspect of it. Honestly, knock on wood, the only thing he has to do is not get injured.
Can we get a body fat testing on Saquon Barkley?
I saw some pictures from Florida.
It's got to be like Charles. Remember Charles White, the USC tailback?
Yes.
They always said has like 4% body fat, which is impossible or something. Barkley's got to be just off the charts low to be that heavy and that just ripped.
And that fast.
Yeah.
And that ridiculously talented. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th, to benefit uplifting athletes. This is your opportunity, Penn State fans, to meet the Nittany Lions head football coach in person, hear Franklin speak about building a winning team, and learn more about the rare disease community that uplifting athletes serves. There'll be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org. where you can register for your tickets or find out about sponsorship opportunities. We hope you can join us for a special evening with Coach Franklin on March 15th. All right.
That sounds awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, James had.
Why are you saying thank you?
Oh, well, James.
You did it? I didn't
know. No, well, Scott did it. Scott Chillier.
Still got five to go, people. Still got five to go.
We still got five to go. Bob's looking at the clock. So let's keep it going. Let's go with safety Marcus Allen.
So everything with Marcus Allen is going to be agility, speed, athleticism, and probably more than anything else, the position-specific drills that they do. They're going to want to see how athletic he is and whether or not they believe that he can cover anybody in the NFL or whether or not they're going to recommend that he puts on weight and tries to play linebacker. I mean, it's the change of direction stuff I just talked about, the position-specific drills – by far the most important stuff for him. By far. I mean, it will be the determiner of a lot of money for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he can do both, Ross, how much does that improve his stock and also improve his financial gain potentially? If you can count on him to play multiple roles, slide down, play almost outside linebacker.
I think that they already know he can do that.
Yeah.
I think they want to know if he can do the back end stuff.
Let's go with his running mate, Troy Apke. Safety.
Interesting. Most interesting guy, I think. What a story.
Yeah.
What a story. Started as a wideout, switched to safety when they had some injuries in 2014 just to play special teams. They said, you'll play special teams if we burn your red shirt. 4 games to go. He did it. A team guy. And just, I could not be more impressed with his development.
I didn't remember that story.
Yeah.
He didn't redshirt.
He did not redshirt.
Because of that. So he could play teams. So he strikes me as a guy that, first of all, he was like a track star in high school.
Yes.
So I think he has a chance to surprise some people with his athleticism. We already know he's smart, but they'll really want to know how football smart he is on the board, which I think is a strength for him. And then I think just he's a big football character guy because he's a guy that's going to make it or not based on special teams. Mm. You know, that's really going to be
right.
At least early in his career. His chance to make a roster is going to be to run down there and light people on special teams. So I think that even goes back to a combination of the football character and his speed and explosiveness. Because that's special teams, a lot of that is speed and explosiveness.
And you can get drafted late if they identify you as a good special teams player who has the chance to grow into a more significant role in defense.
Right.
Teams will do that. a good athlete. So he did play in 2014. He's a fast kid. He is a fast kid. And the fact that no one could wrest that safety spot away from him that we thought were better players speaks to, I think.
He won it.
I mean, I don't think – Penn State is not in the business of playing players they can't trust out there. So I'll be curious to see how he does at the combine. But what – I would have said legit 50-1 that he would get invited to the combine when I found out he was going to start at the beginning of the year.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, speaking of special teams, Chris Godwin. Played special teams last year.
Yeah.
Third round draft pick. His primary role for nine.
And
for
it's such a good thing, by the way. Such a good thing, by the way, that Apke played special teams in his career.
Right.
Because they like to have some proof that you've done it. Some of these guys that have to make it as special teamers never actually really played special teams.
Deshaun Hamilton, wide receiver.
So for Deshaun, it's really going to be about athleticism. I think people know he can run routes, they know he can catch, they know he's smart. They know he's savvy. I think they just want to know now, how athletic is he? Like,
how far up the chart can he go?
Yeah, like, I think that they know he's got a high floor. I think they now want to know what the ceiling is,
yeah,
and whether or not they can expect to get any type of explosive plays and how he'll handle some of the elite athletes.
They've already gotten a pretty good look at him with the Shrine Bowl and the Senior Bowl.
Right.
I think he's really helped his cause. So I think there's less risk with Deshaun Hamilton. And whatever there is left to find out, they're going to find out about it. I think I find out about him this week.
Excuse All right. me. Let's Mike Gesicki, tight end.
Yeah, so I think that they're expecting him to really run well, to bench well, to jump well. So you put all those together.
Right.
And, you know, if one of your strengths is supposed to be your athleticism, all that stuff, you better show it, yeah, right?
It better be front center. And the other thing for him is
he's not that agile in terms of change of direction. Like, no. He can contort his body. He has great body control. But they're going to want to see two things. One, how does he do in the short shuttle and those type of drills? And number two, they're going to really dig into his football character because they want to know if he's going to block at all.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. On tape, it looked like you didn't want to block this guy and that play would have been a success or right. more successful. What were you thinking there and how do you view yourself? How do you explain that?
Yeah. So do you think they're going to really dig in on him on that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
All right, lastly, we got to all eight. Thank you, gentlemen. Jason Kabinda, linebacker.
Right. Some similarities to Marcus Allen in that they know he can hit. They know he's tough. They know he's big enough. They know he's smart enough. I think from what I hear, and I never talked to him, but he will be very impressive in the meetings.
Yeah.
He's exactly.
Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah. Yeah,
character guy. You don't have to worry about
He's exactly sort
of,
like the alpha dog, middle linebacker type you're looking for. The concern there is he athletic enough to play on passing downs in the NFL, which, by the way, is now like 75% of the downs.
Right.
So you don't provide much value if you're not athletic enough to play on passing downs. So his shuttle, his 40, his times are going to be very important. And then I would also say he'll have to make it on special teams. But those kind of – they go hand in hand. Like – the guys that are athletic enough to play on second and third down are usually the guys that are athletic enough to excel also on special teams.
So, all right, that'll do it. We rounded up the eight guys at the NFL Combine going on right now. That'll do it for this week's show. Thank you, Ross.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Bob.
Always.
For all of us at the Keystone Sports Network, thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.